I'm Margaret Gray. Go ahead, Harvey.
Well, I don't know what the hell you want me to say. I'm a we're a stimulant with a bunch of white trash.
Takeover. I'm Phil Henry. Welcome to KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio. Welcome. We are live at Stimuland. We're in Redondo Beach. And Margaret, this is the culmination of a lot of planning, I would say.
Absolutely, Phil. The planning that's gone on has been astounding. Vicky Morris is here doing the news. Mike Crozier. And all of the wonderful people, thank you all for showing up. If you're not here, you're not anywhere, because this is... go to Teach Land and Food Land and Tickle Land and all these different lands that they've created. This is just amazing.
Yes, it's great. And what they've done is they've ripped off Disneyland. And you can go and get some food here. I went over, again, one of the major concerns, of course, that I have is whether or not there is a proficient number of outhouses. And I did see seven of them here at the entryway to... Stimuland. So if any of you people need to, and I say this with all due delicacy, squeeze something off over there right now. You raise your hand. How many people need to take it? All right, Harvey, we don't need to ask people. Well, I'd like to know, how many of you people have a weak bladder? Just the outhouses are beautifully, you know, I got to tell you something. This was planned for how long?
They have been planning this for almost a year, Harvey. And I talked to Mark.
What the Christ is wrong with her?
I'm just so excited. They've been planning this for almost a year. And the planning has been meticulous.
Planning's been meticulous, huh? As soon as I pulled up in front of this place, I saw outhouses. Now, how do you call that meticulous planning?
Well, Harvey, I think that it's not so much what you're seeing, it's what you see when you come in to, you know, into Stimuland, right?
No, I think that it makes an impression. It makes an impression. It makes an impression when you're looking at the outhouses.
All right, so there's a lot of outhouses. Hey, look at this. There's a sign out here, and I have to point this out. R.C. Collins lives. Yeah! R.C. Collins passed on from kidney failure.
No!
16 years of age. And the last thing he said to me was, there's a wall in a field in Maine with a big tree. Go up to the end of the wall and, you know. And
in other words, he was stealing from Shawshank Redemption. Isn't there one divided bunch of you people with an original idea? An idea?
I'll tell you what. We are going to take a little bit of a tour here of Stimuland now with Margaret Gray. I believe Bobby Dooley is here, too, with the Western Estates Homeowners Association.
My name is Bobby Dooley, and thank you all for coming here to Stimuland. My husband, Steve, is here.
I was right.
And we're just so excited about being at Stimuland. This is an opportunity for us to give you a view of Western Estates Homeowners Association and what we...
All right, a little water for you, too. Everybody's nervous today.
Yeah. Well, and why wouldn't they be? This is a wonderful event. It promotes KFI, all of the wonderful programming that we have. Here, Bobby, have a little drink of water. That's a good girl. All right. There you go. You feel better now, dear?
I do, thank you. And on behalf of my husband, Steve Morgan, I want you to know that we do appreciate everything you've done for us. I think that Western Estates Homeowners Association, in conjunction with Stimuland, is a wonderful place to raise children. We don't want you to have children there, though, because of the fact that pregnancy, while it's one of the most beautiful things in a woman's life, we don't need pregnant women licking the fat off their fingers at our barbecues. And we don't, you know what, there's a lot of liquid and fluid. And so if you can have your children first and then move to Western Estates, that'd be wonderful.
Well, what the, what kind of an imbecilic goddamn...
Oh, shut up, Harvey. Go ahead, Harvey. And also, the fact that at Western Estates Homeowners Association, we have our public pageant, and we have our dances, and all of the girls
ages 11 through 13 who don't have excess body fat are welcome. And of course, if you do, we can get you off stage with a little Snickers or, I don't know, some M&Ms or something. I'm just so excited to be here. And my husband, Steve, wanted to say something.
I just got that. I don't know.
Why don't you show him the liquid butter, Steve? This is something we have fun with.
All right, do we need to see the liquid butter right now?
Well, this is something we like to have fun with. But Steve is going to be having a potency clinic later on for those of you men out there that can't perform with your wives when Christmas lights are up too late in the season. As I know, there's a gentleman there waving his hat. I know that when you see those blue and white Hanukkah lights, you just can't get it up, can you?
That's not my problem. I'll tell you that as well.
Well, Stimuland is all that and more. And while you're here today, I would like to make this announcement on behalf of myself and my family. Do you see this? This is a full access pass. That means that only I and my family can utilize it. Only we are allowed into the VIP areas. So please stay away. Please stay away. Back to you, Phil.
What the hell was that all about?
I don't know. Please stay away. What?
Because we don't want a lot of people, you know, scaring me. David Hasselhoff, keep your ass out of there, too.
All right. Well, we are at Stimuland. I'm Phil Henry. If we have anybody in the crowd today who wants to check in with a thought or two on what is going on today. I don't know what you guys came here to expect. I don't know what you thought you'd see, but this is it. At 12, you're off.
Pardon me. If you're hungry, there are food booths across the street. So you'll have to run through traffic. No, there's food over here. And if you want to look into some of the things we have, the KFI store has just wonderful things, Harvey.
Well, you know, my feeling on the KFI store, it's the same bull crap that, you know, that made in Japan crap or made in America or wherever. You go over there, you get a T-shirt that you could silk screen on your own for the same amount of money. So, you want to go over there and waste your money? That's fine with me.
Well, I really think it's a wonderful thing, and it's a wonderful event, and we aren't raising any money for charity. All right. Oh, excuse me, my friend's place, Phil?
Well, let's not forget my friend's place is here. They are selling my 98 CD if you guys want to go over there and get that.
And Jesus Christ, how long are you going to be selling that piece of crap?
Well, we got a few left, so you can go over and get that if you like. But other than that, most of the money, I guess, will be going to the various vendors here.
And as well it should be.
Well, I think it's the son of a... And that guy with the R.C. Collins sign, will you set fire to that with anybody with a pick lighter? Damn thing.
All right, let's take a break right now. This is the Phil Henry Show. We're live at Stimuland. Our number, 1-800-5201-KFI in Orange County, 5201-KFI in L.A. County. Phil Henry on KFI AM 640 more Stimuland. Yeah!
All right, you guys, it looks like a fairly good. Here. Most frequent traffic reports.
Well, let me say, while we're in this KFI obnoxious commercial break, thank you for being with us. Thank you for joining us. Doing a live broadcast today. Doing a live broadcast from a remote site is kind of tough, so thank you for making it easier for us today. We appreciate that. You can't take your top off, man. I'm ready to do it. And of course, at 12 o'clock, we'll have a meeting of the mouths and a bunch of other crap. There is great stuff. You've got your little Stimuland booklets.
That's it. You have those. You drive out in a beautiful new Honda.
Well, I wrote all of that, and I'm not sure any of it's accurate.
They made me. Can you meet the price?
Also, we have a meeting of the mouths at 12. I told you about that. And then, of course, Bill Maher is going to be over here in that big concrete edifice. The great Bill Maher with a little thing that he's going to do about 3 o'clock this afternoon. And there's also a tickle land over here for the kids.
You don't have a computer.
And there's a bounce house for the adult men to go into, too.
And remember that.
So thank you again for being with us. We'll be checking back in with you.
And she unwraps a ham sandwich right in the middle of the preacher's sermon. For that, it's got to stop. Why would you do something like that? And she says, don't bother me, Daryl Weber. She always called me Daryl Weber. You know, I've been married to her 30 years. And she says, Daryl Weber, why you want that bother? I said, you can hear the wax paper and everything when a man's in the middle of the Psalms. And I hear all of this. This is what I'm hearing, Phil.
Now, what were you hearing?
I'm hearing this right in the middle of the Psalms. I'm hearing
And then I'm here, I'm still like... Oh, you know that has got to stop. And that happened all in the middle of church. And so I'll say that I am a God-fearing man, and I do love everybody. And I love our Lord and Savior. But I will not sit there while a preacher is doing a sermon and have a woman open up a box lunch. I'm doing all right. You're a nice people. Who are they, Phil?
Well, this is Mavis Leonard. This is her nephew, Robert. Mavis does a thing on my show called Southern California Doings.
Well, I think you're a very fine woman. You a Christian woman?
I am a Christian woman. I go to Joyful Union Congregation every day. I do it every day. And also my nephew, he helps around the house. He thinks he helps around the house. He sit on his ass watching MTV.
Y'all, I love the MTV. I like real world, man. I don't want to watch a damn video. I want to watch a damn real world.
Well, I don't know what time real world come on. I could give a damn, all right? All I'm asking...
So, is your wife free now? Can I get a piece of what?
The hell you talking about?
I don't know. You walk around, man. You sitting here. You said she went to church, man. Where's she at?
I'll tell you right now, I flick you over my knee, I spank you just like a little boy. That's how I get you.
Well, listen, Daryl, it's been wonderful. I want to talk to Mavis here a little bit about Tickleland. And the very best of luck to you. I know things are tough for you, but hey, you've got a weekly show. You play the blues. How bad could it be, man? You come to KFI as a security guard. You have a one-hour radio show, and you sit here and bask in the glory of all these wonderful people.
That's why I say PTO. Everybody, praise the Lord. God love every last one of you. Thank you for being here today. Would you just bring in a napkin or something, like the wax paper?
All right, thank you very much, Bill. I don't know what time we have here. We got a few more minutes for breaking at 30. So I wanted to bring on Mavis, because I know you're helping out over at Tickleland today, Mavis, and I know that Robert is here with you. What kind of a day has this been?
Well, you know, I love it all over there. I have a booth that I set up. Is hairspray and matches, and that's for the children over there. You have children over the hairspray and match booth.
And what do you mean, the hairspray and match booth?
That's where we go over, and all the children can learn how to light a match and put it to hairspray. You know, and
what is that gonna do? That's gonna set fire to something, for quite a lot.
Oh, that's not gonna set fire to nothing. That keeps a child occupied. A wonderful thing. And then, of course, we have Greg Louganis, which is all a lot of fun.
What is Greg Louganis?
Yeah, talk about Greg Louganis. That's my favorite thing you did down at the gym.
Yeah, I did this to Robert when he was a little boy. The Greg Louganis says you take to a bathtub, all right? Bathtub about your size.
Uh-huh.
Then you get a ladder. You climb up the step ladder. Put the kid upside down. You drop him in the tub like that.
That sounds like... I mean, it's cruelty to do that to a child. How deep is the tub?
Oh, what's wrong with you? You know the problem with white people? You don't have extended family like we do. We all go in the damn tub like that. All my children went headfirst into the tub. That's why they're all the way today.
What do you mean?
There you go, okay. So that's part of Tickleland, right?
That is part of Tickleland. And Tickleland is a wonderful thing. They have a bounce house. They have hookers.
No, they don't. That's over.
That's
over. Carell and Andrew have some mud wrestling going on.
Well, I thought that was... Carell and Andrew are going to be over Tickleland.
Now, wait a second.
I'm just kidding around. They're very nice men. They're good boys. No, we're going to have a slide, and then we have fun with traffic. And
what is fun with traffic?
I have to go out on Aviation Boulevard here. I don't know anything like that. Fun with traffic over in Tickleland. So you bring your children over there. It is free of charge. We'll also have Bible reading. We'll also have our Sunday Bible church, which we have more children right now, Sunday school and like that. Then we're going to have our little festival where we line up all the children, each one different color. We have all the Mexican children, every Indian, all the white children that come from Europe, and all the black kids. Well, they can be white people for a day. We'll have our festival there.
Well, I don't know what that is, but that's Tickleland, right?
That's over Tickleland right now, Phil. You want to buy a ticket?
What do you mean, do I want to buy a ticket? It's free.
Oh, that's a ticket right here.
I ain't buying no ticket, man.
You don't get in a ticket, man, you don't buy a ticket.
Listen, you dumbass, it's free to get in there, man. What are you talking about?
I got all these Tickleland tickets.
Well, they're free, man. You don't, what are you, trying to sell them?
God damn it. Come down and sell these things to me for $50.
I'm sorry, buddy, but Stimuland is completely free, so looks to me like you blew it. Listen, Mavis, will you be hanging around?
I'll be hanging around. I'll come over here and help you out. Whatever you need, I'll help you out.
Yeah, I'll come over here, Phil. I'll take over now and I'll help you, man, since you've got the bomb.
Yeah, I may need that help, okay?
Yeah, hey, you start the bar, man. I'll come over here, all right?
All right, I got it already, okay?
Yeah, you still start to suck it up, man. You let me know, I'll come over.
Great, thank you. Get out of here, both of you.
Oh, you're just a cool man.
All right. So that's Mavis Leonard and that is Robert, and they're on their way over there, too. And we have a few other special guests that will be bringing back here. And this is the KFI AM 640 Stimuland event here, live from Redondo Beach. Phil Henry here, 1-800-521-KFI. Why am I giving a phone number? I'm not going to take any phone calls. I hardly ever do. Anyway, 1-800-521-KFI, Orange County, 521-KFI in LA County. Phil Henry on KFI AM 640 More Stimulating Talk. Welcome back here from Stimuland. And we are Stimuland in Redondo Beach. The crowd is ever swelling, and the crowd continues to move in from my left to my right, completely passing me by. Actually, we have a very nice group of people here. We have Harvey Wireman and my co-anchors, Harvey Wireman and Margaret Gray, along with us.
And Phil, right now, Harvey Wireman, because there was a question about the cleanliness of the outhouses, and Harvey is over at Outhouse B, Sector 4 right now, with security. Come in, Harvey.
All right, I'm in the outhouse now. But I'm going to tell you something, it is clean. It's beautiful in here.
Is the outhouse clean?
Yes, that's what I just said to you. The ad house is clean. It's beautiful. There's toilet paper and seat covers. It's wonderful.
Does it have seat covers?
What the Christ? I said there's goddamn seat covers in here. There's seat covers and there's a beautiful... there's a slit in the door so you can see if there's people waiting on you. And then, of course, you can get the hell out. So right now, that's what I'm doing. If you'll pardon me, Phil.
Well, you know, we don't need the graphic description. I just wanted to know how clean it was.
No, I think it's important. Go ahead, Harvey. Do whatever you have to do.
All right, let me move over here. And, holy crap, what is it?
Hey, what are you doing in there, buddy? You better get out! I want to go see Phil Henry and Steinleland. You're in there and you're messing it up.
Yeah! Yeah!
What's the problem?
I've got a security breach. I have a security breach. The kids got to get in here while I'm pinching one off, for Christ's sake. I've got the kid.
What's going on, Harvey?
There's a kid at the door that...
Come on, buddy. You cut it out, will you?
All right, I think security's taking care of that, all right?
Thank God. I don't know what was going on there, but here we go. 1, 2, 3, you know, at my age, it's going to take a while.
All right, we'll get back to that, Harvey. Margaret, do you have a special guest?
I do have a special guest. He's a young man who lives right here in Redondo Beach. I know a lot of the ladies have wanted to meet him. He'll be over at Tickle Land. Chris Norton's with us. Chris, how are you today?
Honestly, I was glad to be here. And I'm really happy to be a Stimuland. There is going to be a full sexuality booth over here that you guys can go see. And in addition to the sexuality, I'm going to be doing some exotic dancing.
You're going to be doing exotic dancing where?
I'm kicking out some serious sass today.
You're kicking out serious sex?
That's right. You can watch me kick my game. I'll be over here at Tickleland.
Well, Tickleland is for the kids.
What?
Tickleland is for the kids. Don't tell me you're doing your exotic dancing over there.
Oh, God. Okay, I gotta get out of there. But anyway, I'm trying to do what I can to entertain the ladies. I have a lot of sensual energy. I'm very good looking, as you can see. And
ladies, what do you think of Chris Martin? Is he that good? All I see are women over 50 applauding.
Bull crap, man. The chicks know that my sass works.
Your sass works. You know something, man? You gotta get your teeth worked on or something. I hate that when you do that.
I got a lot of sessuality.
Sessuality? What a jackass you are. Just go and do your exotic dancing, okay?
All right. Also, I want to let people know about Chris Norton's mobile DJ service. I've got rubber chickens. I have a bow tie that lights up. And, you know, I kick out the jams, okay? Once a week, at Chris Norton's mobile DJ service, do parties, do birthday parties.
Out of here with your mobile DJ service, okay? Margaret, you'll be going over there to watch exotic dancing?
Well, he is cut. He's sort of a... I don't know, there's a tension. There's a sexual tension between us. And what was the thing with your cousin, by the way? Chris, come back here, don't worry. Phil won't hurt you.
Well, he was mad at me.
That's all right. What was going on? You know, I'm just a little bit... Ooh, God, there's something... Can I get a napkin?
Oh, come on.
What do you want anyway, man?
I just want to say hello to my cousin, Sarah. There was a lot of sexual tension between us over that wedding reception we went to, and I'm sorry that your legs were up over the couch. Okay, that's fine. Thank you very much, Chris. So Margaret Gray, Chris Norton is where? He's going to be over at, I guess, over the adults-only area, right?
My understanding is yes. He was in Tickleland, and we've moved him.
Well, isn't that nice? That's where the kids are, okay?
Yes, Phil. We took care of that problem about 5 minutes ago.
So he's nude over there with the kids. Is that what you're telling me?
We've taken care of the problem, Phil. Don't worry about it.
All right.
This is already warming, Phil.
What do you want?
I can't get out of the can. Jesus Christ, I gotta have... Yes. Hey, kid, are you there? If the kid is there...
We need security over to... What is it?
I'm in Outhouse A, Sector B, over near the volleyball court. I'm at the outhouse in the volleyball court, okay, Phil?
That's not an outhouse. That's the coach's office.
Oh, Jesus. You mean this isn't a toilet?
No, it's a filing cabinet. Get out of there and go to the outhouses that they got.
All right, well, I'm going to try and get there...
Come on, buddy, get out of there! On account of you gonna be on account of you being trouble!
Who is that, anyway?
I don't know. We have to get security over to help Harvey Wyman out, and I think things are gonna work out just fine for good old Harvey. What an old creep he is. Hasn't had a decent bowel movement in 4 years.
All right. That's great. Stimuland, of course, is many things to many people. It is teach land, where you can learn things. Torture land, where you can get mad about things, and tickle land, where the kids can have a lot of fun. But where do you put our next guest, Rudy Canosa? He is a long-time businessman, import-export business. Rudy, how are you?
Phil, I'm so happy to be here. I want to thank all of you. I am for that nature. This is most, muy beautiful. The beautiful women. Bravo, bravo. Bravo to you. You know that.
Can you tell me a little bit about, you were talking, I thought it was very interesting, about the way a man dresses for a special occasion. Because you were telling me that you've never had to pay for a lap dance in your life. Is that right?
I never paid for a lap dance. I love these strip joints in L.A. because they're beautiful strip joints. But I never had to pay for a lap dance because I dress in a way that a woman would appreciate.
And how's that?
I wear a leather vest. I wear a blue tank top t-shirt. I have a brown... crap brown pants, and I have this beautiful zippered boot. The zippered boots. Am I right, ladies? The zippered boots. And then, of course, you speak to a woman as if she is the most important woman in the world. You speak to her as if she is the beginning and the end of the universe. You speak to her as if she's the jewel in the tiara of womanhood. And then, when you have given her all that you have to give, you give her one bit more to tell her of the beautiful heat that flows between the two of you. You say,
what is that again?
La 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 la.
What the hell is that?
That's what you say to the women.
Go ahead, you try it, Phil.
I ain't gonna say it.
Go ahead, try it. You told me you had an argument with your wife. You want your wife to love you. Go ahead.
La 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 la.
No, right. And that's sexy?
Yes.
The women, do you love any women? You love women?
Of course you do. What woman can resist Rudy walking up to them and going, bloo-bloo-bloo-bloo-bloo?
It's sexy. You look like a clown out of a freaking Halloween party with a bloo-bloo-bloo-bloo-bloo. Put on a rubber mask and go do that, okay?
No, look at bloo-bloo-bloo-bloo-bloo-bloo. Is that sexy or not? Of course. Do we even know?
Bloo-bloo-bloo-bloo-bloo-bloo.
You look like a jackass. I'm sexy. And that's how you do it. But of course, I have to go now. Rudy must go. Rudy must go to Argentina. Go home. And pretend like I have girlfriends down there. Sit in my apartment, nice bottle of baby oil, and I...
Okay, Rudy, thanks a lot for your contribution here. Go home to Argentina, man, and sit in your room all day long watching, I don't know, Singled Out. Okay, we have Rudy Canosa.
The jewelry exchange.
What is that?
Factories nation.
Hello, turn that off. Turn it off. Turn it off. You... Thank you. We're going to be right back here to Stimuland on KFI AM 640. More stimulating talk radio. We got to talk to Harvey Wyman because I think he's still jammed in that outhouse. And of course, Margaret, you have some other things to talk with us about.
I do want to get back with Bobby Dooley about the Western States Homeowners Association and just what it takes to move into Western Estates. Here's a hint. You don't want to have too much of a tan. We'll be right back here with more from Stimuland, KFI AM 640. And why are we off the air? Oh, guess what? We've lost our line to the radio station, so now I'm doing the show just for you. Well, that is wonderful. Let's hear it for the ladies of our United States football, soccer, football team. As you know, it's called soccer in America, but the real name is football or football. And I wrote this song for our ladies. Go, U.S. soccer team, go down the field. Fight, fight, fight. Oh! There you go.
Jesus, you're embarrassing. She really is, Phil. She's goddamned embarrassing. Well, I've made my way out of the can. It was tough, but that kid, whoever he was, he pried the door open. Thanks a lot, kid.
Well, that's okay. I wanted to see Phil Haney in the show here. This is bitching over here. Look at all these people. Looks like Woodstock. I got my Woodstock. One time.
All right. Woodstock.
Yeah, that's where all the adults went and got new. Me, I'm Generation Y.
What, that Generation X?
No, I'm Y.
Why?
That's right.
Okay, so, thank you for helping Harvey out of the outhouse.
That's okay, and I went in there and took a leak too. My kidney's working pretty good now.
Good for you, pal. Well, listen,
are you on the air right now?
No, I'm not. Oh, security's getting rough.
Look at that security guy. He's buff.
Yeah, he's bad, man. He's going to start kicking some people out of there. All right, well, listen, thank you for letting that man out of the outhouse. We really appreciate it, son. Would you like my autograph?
Not really.
All right. Thanks a lot, though, pal. See ya.
Okay.
Goodbye.
Yeah, great.
Get out of here. We'll be right back. Live from Stimulant. Are we back on the air?
Aviation Boulevard, right along.
We're back on the air. Isn't that great? Special edition of my show today, as well as everybody. You're going to get a taste of everyone.
What the hell?
Hey, we're off the air again. Which is all the better, you know? I just like hanging with you guys. Who needs the rest of us? What's going on, Jeff?
I know, man. I think we're off the air right now. I'm going back over now to the tower. I think we've got an uplink problem, but we'll probably get it solved out pretty cool, man. No problem.
All right, Jeff, are you checking on that now?
Yeah, I'm over here right now with Mike Crozier, man. I don't know. Looks like we probably lost the uplink on DSS-3, the satellite, but everything's going to be smoothed out, man. I got the drum clinic going on. It's going to be awesome. It's sweet. And you can see it on there right now, man.
Okay, so Jeff Dowder has his drum clinic going on as we speak. You'll be doing a lot of the jazz textures.
Yeah, a lot of the jazz stylings of the drums come from a variety of influences: the samba, the mambo, and the sambo.
And what do you mean the sambo?
Well, that's a dick.
It's called a samba, you jackball. Sambo.
That's the one I did. But basically what we're doing today is not only are we going to have the drum clinic for the little peoples, also we'll have a bongo clinic too as well. So come on over and we'll do the bongo clinic.
Can you give us a demonstration of, now can you do country bongo?
You can do any kind of bongo, man. Country bongo would just be, like that. Jazz bongo, a lot more rhythmic. You're going to be something like this. Ow! Like that, you know? And, here's a tune. Here's a jazz tune that I wrote. It's a really nice thing. It's kind of about love and harmony. Late last night, about 9:45.
That ain't jazz, man. Late last night at 9:45. What is it with you, man? I know. Hey, see that girl with the red dress on and all that stuff, right?
Yeah, it's just that. It's just a basic rock thing, man. We on the air or not?
I do not believe that we're on the air.
What am I doing standing around here, man, putting all my grade A material out? We're not even on the air.
Grade A material. Bug off with your bongos, okay? Go over to your bongo clinic, man. Right? You all right? Oh, Jesus, he's OD'd. Come on, man. All right, Jeff Dowd, is he all right?
I don't know, geez. He looks like some kind of a freak or something. I don't know what his story is. But I'll tell you one thing. He comes near me with those bongos, there's going to be trouble.
You don't even know how to party, old man. My bongos are sweet.
Your bongos are sweet. What am I doing here, for Christ's sake, anyway? I can't get out of an outhouse. I'm going to sue your radio station, Mr. Henry. I'm going to sue you. I couldn't get out of an outhouse here. And you want to know something? I wish I was still in it. That's how I feel about you, your radio station, this clown that I'm with. Goodbye.
Wait a minute, Harvey.
I don't give a damn.
Just because he's walking off.
I don't care. Say, Mr. Henry, I'd be happy to take over his place if you want to.
Nah, it's all right. He's bugged about something. I know he got caught in the outhouse. I'm sorry about that. We sent security. We got him out of there.
He's all mad because he can't have a normal bowel movement.
Maybe, I don't know. How are you, kid?
I'm doing fine. I'm really enjoying it. I went over to the Bongo Clinic, and I went over to the Western States Parent Teachers Association Clinic, and I learned all about the devil and stuff that I shouldn't do, and I learned about not killing my sister and sticking her under a bed because it'll smell bad.
Oh, they're teaching that over there?
Yeah, and I also learned about how you can, you know, be in the Western States Parent Teachers Organization if you don't have a big nose.
Okay, great, Dan.
And also take your Christmas lights down on the 26th. Just stuff that pisses people off.
All right, well, that sounds really good, man. Go and find that guy Wireman, okay? Harvey Wireman has walked off here, and I don't know what his problem is other than the fact that he's upset about having to get out of bed really early. Are we on the air yet? Oh, we're on the air? For those of you at home, we have no idea whether we're talking to you or not, but we have a nice assembly of people here at Stimuland. I'm Phil Henry.
A man who I think we all admire. He is a Korean War veteran. He has spent his life operating a heating and plumbing business. Lloyd Bonifant.
Well, thank you very much.
I'm a farmer, and I've never spoken to this many people, let alone a room full. But I admire you. 30,000 kids can have love and fun and music and having nothing but love and fun and music, and I, God bless you for that.
This ain't Woodstock, man.
Oh, all right. Oh, we're off the air again. You can hear that. I'm very happy to be here.
Well, sir, you in the service of our country as a Korean War veteran, thank you.
Well, thank you very much. I know that so much of what I do, I'm going to get emotional here, so please bear with me. So much of what I do is for the love of this great country. And the guy who lives next door to me, if he doesn't start flying his flag on the 4th of July, I'll break into his home and kill his dog again. Which is, that's exactly what I did this past 4th of July. Yes, sir.
You're kidding, right?
No, sir, I'm not. Have you read my book, All the Ass I've Kicked?
No, I haven't read that book.
It was really a remarkable book.
Wait. What do you mean, all the ass you've kicked? You know, as a Korean War veteran, I think you'd represent your country better.
Sir, don't get on my bad side. I represent this country wonderfully. 1950, 1952, got a Purple Heart in North Korea. I was on a ship. The canister of propane exploded, blew hell out of my little toe. And I can tell you this, too. For this guy there, next door to me, I said, put up the flag. He didn't. I went into his house, got the flag, raised it. His dog tried to attack me, and I greased that thing, too. So there you go, all right?
You killed the man's dog.
Well, the damn thing was coming after me. Yes, you better believe I killed him. Nobody messes with me, and no monkey puts his hands on me. Now, I used to work in the film business.
I know you did. Weren't you in that Spirit of St. Louis with Jimmy Stewart?
Yeah, and I kicked his ass, too. I kicked Jimmy Stewart's ass. I kicked Spencer Tracy's ass. I kicked Clark Gable's ass. I kicked Judy Garland's ass. I kicked Liza Minnelli's ass. I kicked Johnny Carson's ass. I kicked Ed Sullivan's ass.
Okay, I got the point, man. You kicked a lot of butt.
Pushed Jimmy Stewart over a sawhorse on the set. So that's what I like to see in this country, strength and harmony and togetherness, and no monkey putting his hands on me.
You don't like anybody putting their hands on you?
I don't want a monkey putting his hands. Monkey puts his hands on me, monkey dies. Monkey loses.
Monkey.
That's right.
Well, listen, Lloyd, as a man who did serve our country, at least I will give you that much respect. I thank you very much. Not everybody has to fly the flag, okay?
They live next door to me, they fly the flag. Otherwise, the monkey dies. Hey, put that flag up.
Lloyd, thank you very much, sir. How's your wife?
My wife died 3 years ago. Thank you for asking, though. She's been dead for 3 years.
I didn't get the news.
Well, I sent you a letter.
Well, I don't read all of my fan mail.
Oh, one of those big shots, huh? Read your fan mail. You know all about my life.
I'm not really interested. But thank you very much, and God bless you, and God bless your entire family, okay?
Yeah, whatever.
There's Lloyd Bonafide, who is understandably a man who, as a Korean War veteran in service to this great country, he doesn't want anybody putting their hands on him. This is the Phil Henry Show. We're live here at Stimuland. And
Phil, I want to tell other people.
Hold on for a minute.
I want to tell people.
Say it on the microphone.
I want to tell everybody that the hairspray and match booth burned down, so don't bring the children over there. It burned to the ground. It's moving to go, but we're going to set it back up.
Well, of course it's going to burn to the ground. You're lighting matches with hairspray.
No. The children don't know how to use it. I would advise all parents out there. My name is Mavis Leonard, by the way. How are you doing? I'm sorry, but bust in. But I want all the parents to know, if you send your children over to the match and hairspray booth, make sure they know how to light one first. Otherwise, they burn the booth down. That's what happened to us.
Yeah, they burn the booth down.
And that means that we got to build a new booth.
Got to build a new booth.
And that means that all the children, you know, are going to be upset.
Yeah, the children will be upset.
Will you shut your mouth, Dad? I'm saying everything to people right now. You don't have to say it again.
I ain't trying to say it again to let people know the booth burned down.
I know the booth burned down. I told the people that. So why don't you go watch the MTV?
I'm watching MTV.
That says A&E. That don't say MTV.
Oh, damn. I got the wrong tail.
That's right. All right, Phil. That's all. I just want to know.
The match and hairspray booth burned down. Good. And I'm going to send security over there to keep it closed.
Hey, what the hell you doing, man? Just another white man messing with a black man. Is that it?
No, man. I don't want you to burn the place down. All right. We're going to take a break here. This is the Phil Henry Show. We're live at Stimuland.
Woo!
And we are on the beach. Later on today, we're going to have, of course, Meeting of the Mouths at 12 o'clock from noon till 1:30 with myself and Carell and Andrew and Bill Handel and Deborah Rich. Then from 1:30 on, there'll be another Meeting of the Mouths with some other mouths. I don't know, maybe some of your mouths, if you'd like. And then, of course, we have Bill Maher at 3 o'clock there in the Performing Arts Center. And just a lot of other things, food and stuff and junk. If you're at home, get in the car and come on over here. We won't let you in. This is KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio.
My eyes adored you.
We've had some intermittent broadcast problems, but we don't give a crap out here. We're having fun here. Who cares what we're having here? I don't care. And Ted Bell will be joining us next hour. Ted, you got anything planned?
No, Ed, I don't have anything planned any more than you got anything planned. You got out of bed this morning, came out here and did this ridiculous thing. I'm going to go to Tickleland. It's more fun.
Okay. Also, as I mentioned, there is something, there's some food. I think there's some hors d'oeuvres or something. Go in the kitchen and find yourself something to eat where it is. But we've had intermittent broadcast problems. Any of you guys out there have been trying to listen on the air? It's kind of stupid because we're on a 7-second delay. So take your headphones off. But we've had some intermittent ISDN line problems. But as I said, this event is primarily for the guys that are here. You guys, thank you for coming out.
Yeah.
And like I said, the rest of them can rot.
Yeah. Where's Ralph?
What, Dickman?
Ralph, man. Ralph is, he's over there with Mavis.
Bud, come on, get over here, Bud. Get over here. Come on, bud.
Microphone, all right.
Hi, bud.
Man, how you doing? My name is Bud Dickman, and I'm going to be on Channel 4 tonight. I'm going to be on Channel 4.
Say, we can say this in the privacy of our own broadcast here. We're not on the air, right?
No.
What do you think about Dr. Laura bailing out?
Great. Dr. Laura, the best. You did that talk about Dr. Laura.
That's pretty cheesy, her bailing out at the last minute, though.
Dr. Laura wrote a book about how people be better.
She wrote a book about how people be better?
Yeah, and she helped people be better. Look at me.
Yeah, you're great, man. You're doing good. She teach you how to ride a motorcycle?
You make fun of a handicapped man, you're gonna die.
Oh, threatening me, huh?
Oh.
Threaten me?
Well, anyway, Dr. Lord not be here today, so you people can go now.
How many of you came to see Dr. Laura?
I did.
Not a one!
I did!
Did you, dear?
Yeah!
What about her bailing out like that?
Pissed me off!
Pissed me off as crew. Pissed me off too. She's at home in Lake Arrowhead feeding the ducks or something. I don't know what she's doing. She's up there hoping you're missing her. What's that, ma'am?
Is this gig
today because of her?
Sunday, because she had to,
Okay, did we move it to Sunday because, yeah, maybe her son needed to have his enema on Saturday or something? Probably. He probably got on a freaking bed at 8 o'clock in the morning because Derek needed to have his rear end reamed on Saturday. And it didn't happen.
Oh, my God.
Okay, now I'm going to tell you people something. You better listen, Henry. Get away from me. No, you listen to me. Dr. Lord gonna hear about this because she only hear about everything people say. Here be trouble.
Like it's the first time for me, man. What do you want?